When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, folks, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. I want to start off. First of all, happy hump day, which is fitting because thanks to the Dominion Voting Systems lawsuit, it looks like Fox News is royally humped. Some new court filings dropped just last night, and the big surprise is something that should surprise no one. Fox News doesn't believe a word they say. And neither should you. And neither should the White House Correspondents Association. Case in point, News Corp CEO and Picard action figure left on a hot dashboard. Rupert Murdoch. Publicly, Rupert Murdoch's network has been totally supportive of the former president and his election lies, but private messages from November of 2020 show Murdoch fretting that the ex-president was going increasingly mad. I'm just curious, Rupee, at what point in his madness might it occur to you to report that the most powerful man in the world has grown increasingly mad? I believe the scale goes mad, increasingly mad, inciting a coup, strangling his Secret Service driver, and dinner with Kanye. Wow. We also... That's right at the... top. We also found out that Murdoch said under oath that he believes the 2020 presidential election was free, fair, and not stolen. But here's the thing. After his own vote-tracking team called Arizona for Biden, enraging the MAGA crowd, the network had an emergency meeting where Fox News CEO lamented, if we hadn't called Arizona those 3 or 4 days following Election Day, our ratings would have been bigger because the mystery would have been still hanging out there. That's right. Fox News believes news should be mysterious. They learned their journalism from Scooby-Doo.
Rip his mask off. It's the old man who runs the abandoned casino.
And I would have been president, too, if it wasn't for you meddling voters. Zoinks!
It's a root d'etat, Waggy.
He's solving mysteries like a dog.
Another thing we learned, Sean Hannity was on a text chain with Fox and Friends, Steve Doocy, and Sean complained about the news team's insistence on reporting facts, writing, news destroyed us. Well, if it makes you feel any better, Sean, you also destroyed news. The deuce responded to Hannity, mocking the news side of Fox, saying, they don't care. They are journalists. Yeah, they're journalists. They don't have real jobs like and friend. Perhaps the biggest hypocrite at Fox News is top-rated primetime host Tucker Carlson. Seen here watching E.T. die. Even though Tucker has publicly defended the former president, the court filings show that on January 4th, 2021, Carlson wrote privately, I hate him passionately. What? What? You hate him, but talking about him is the thing that pays your big salary. This is like finding a text from the infomercial guy that says, someone please get me paper towels. This stupid ShamWow just kind of moves it all around. By the way, for the record, this is what Tucker Carlson looks like when he hates you passionately. So, kudos to Tucker. It is not easy to look like the crazy one in a photo with the former president and Marjorie Taylor Greene. That is down. That is from downtown. These filings reveal all sorts of damning private communications from Tucker Carlson. But these communications, it's either just texts. There's no audio. But The Late Show has used cutting-edge AI technology. And this is true. We created a fake Tucker Carlson sound-alike to read his actual words from his actual texts, like when he actually wrote this about the former president.
That's the last 4 years. We're all pretending we've got a lot to show for it because admitting what a disaster it's been is too tough to digest. But come on, there isn't really an upside to Trump.
Wow. Well, I know that really sounds like Tucker's voice, but that's not really him speaking. And the way you can tell that's not really Tucker is that he was saying what he actually believes on TV. Those are real texts. And Tucker is right. With the former president, there is no upside. But then again, there is plenty of backside. And he's an oldie but a goodie. It's nice to see you again. It's nice to see. And since the revelation of his vast, duplicitous hypocrisy, I don't know what to even believe about Tucker anymore. Does he really tan his testicles? Does he actually want to have sex with a lady Eminem? Or is he just leading her on with his pale, pale testicles? Even while being exposed as a legally documented cynical and cowardly liar, Carlson has been trying to get people to believe his deceptive edit of the January 6th footage, but the reaction has been decidedly mixed, including this takedown from GOP spokeskin Mitch McConnell.
It was a mistake, in my view, for Fox News to depict this in a way that's completely at variance with what our chief law enforcement official here at the Capitol thinks.
Oh, Tuck. You just got Mitch slapped. Mitt Romney piled on.
It's really sad to see Tucker Carlson go off the rails that bad.
Oh, Mitt. This isn't new. For years, Tucker's been going off the rails and pouring his poison on America. That's why they call him the Norfolk Southern of cable news. And there's news out there about a little thing you might know called marijuana, the disco lettuce, the devil's arugula, Uncle Jazz cabbage, because is this just yesterday? Yesterday, Oklahoma voters overwhelmingly rejected an effort to legalize recreational marijuana. What are you thinking, Oklahoma? Your whole state is a pipe. Wow. Panhandle nice. My ass. Oh, it's a panhandle. Sure. Those who oppose the recreational dankage say that this rejection will improve the mental health of those in our state. So if you're stressed in Oklahoma, you're going to have to deal with it the old-fashioned way, chewing on a stalk of wheat, staring into the distance, and realizing the wind takes a lot of good men. The dust is your brother now. This vote was a bit of a surprise, given that Oklahoma has embraced medical marijuana and nearly 10% of the population already has a medical marijuana card. Explains why they've changed the name of the state to Oklahoma. And reporters say there is a marijuana shop on every corner, with 400 dispensaries in Oklahoma City alone. Oklahoma, where they all enjoy puff, puff, and pass. And if one store's closed, just use your nose. You can find more sticky, icky grass. Oh! Another. I got ahead of it. I got a little ahead of it. In other news, we're getting disturbing reports that there are countries besides the United States. And over in France, a mass strike has brought the country to a halt with stoppages among truck drivers, garbage collectors, schools, fuel deliveries, air travel, and train service. The strike even affected the Louvre, where protesters briefly occupied the room where the Mona Lisa is displayed. And she was not happy about it. Or was she? It's hard to tell, really. This all kicked off on Monday when truckers sporadically blocked major highway arteries and interchanges in go-slow actions dubbed escargot. Eventually, authorities arrived and removed the protesters with a special little fork. So, why all the French fried fuss? A government proposal to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. What? France's retirement age is 62? America's retirement age is death. when you turn 85. When you turn 85, they just strap you to a pole and prop you up at the front of a Walmart. We got a great show for you tonight.
More Late Show Pod Show after this.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, folks, I hope you've all been celebrating because it's International Women's Day. Don't forget to get something special for the women in your life, like a box of chocolates containing a list of their male coworkers' salaries. Now, unfortunately, it's not been a great year for the ladies. In Iran, almost 4,000 women have been arrested in protests. In Afghanistan, the Taliban has cracked down on women's rights. And right here in the U.S., the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. It has gotten so bad that Beyonce updated her hit song.
Who run the world? Kurds.
Don't worry that this year was a bit of a setback, because there's good news from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, seen here saying, "It's not my fault. That baby was slippery." Guterres believes that things for women will get better in the future. Way, way in the future. Because this week he predicted that gender equality is 300 years away. Or as Fox News put it, "Will woke time travelers come back and cancel our Hooters?" Of course, International Women's Day is also a time to honor all the brands who would like to boost their sales, like condom company Durex, who held a publicity stunt in London to highlight the fact that women are four times less likely to say they always orgasm during sex, which they have dubbed the orgasm gap, which is also the best place to buy reasonably priced assless chaps. Here's how Durex highlighted the O gap.
"I'm here in London with a bunch of football fans about to watch a big match. What they don't know is that the screen is going to be turned off right at those climactic moments to give them that feeling of missing out."
To continue the metaphor, when the game restarted, the TV screen said, "Oh, you're amazing, babe," then turned over and checked its email. Durex isn't the only brand hopping on the lady train. So is Mattel, which unveiled a new Women in STEM line of Barbie dolls, including space scientist Dr. Maggie Adarin-Pocock, former YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki, and marine researcher and microbiologist Antia Boetius. It's a great celebration of women and so much fun for the kids. "Hey, Barbie, want to go to the beach?" "Sorry, Ken. I'm former YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki, and I've got a 6 a.m. meeting with the Tokyo office about click-through optimization." Okay. Other brands are also joining the lady honoring, like Hershey's, which is celebrating with Hershey bars. Other candy companies are joining in with products like Goober's B. Anthony and Ruth Bader Twizzlers.
Coming up, Idris Elba. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
First guest this evening is an actor you know from The Wire, Molly's Game, and Luther. He now stars in the new movie, Luther, the Fallen Son. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Idris Elba. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again.
It's been a minute since you have been here.
Absolutely. Well, welcome. I want to do the whole walk again just to get that again.
Yeah.
No.
I might want to do it again because I didn't hug you very well. I keep forgetting, when you're not here, I forget how tall you are.
I know.
I felt like a toddler hugging his dad over there.
That's all right. Come to Papa anytime.
All right. Well, last you were here 3 years ago for the movie Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
And before we get to the rest of the stuff I want to talk to you about, you got to settle something. Obviously, there's an incredible controversy about that movie, Hobbs and Shaw. Are you know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
There is a controversy as to whether Hobbs and Shaw is canon in the Fast and the Furious universe because... Does it fit anywhere? Do we have to accept that as part of the story as Fast and the Furious? What is your belief? And keep in mind that if it is part of the canon, then why is the 11th Fast and Furious movie called Fast 10?
Mm.
You don't get easy questions here. Oh. You know.
I mean, yeah,
we hold the guest feet to the fire.
You're putting me right in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'd say? I'd say that I was amazing in that movie.
That's the right answer. That's the right answer.
Do you mind if I take this coat off? Because
you can... Idris, you can take the pants off if
well,
you want.
I better...
What do you
let's
got?
Not, let's
I'll
not,
take,
no.
I'll take that.
No, listen, I wore the jacket. I thought, you know, it's quite Luthery.
Yeah, it's very Luthery. Just drape it.
Thank you,
Just drape. But there you go.
It's not really good for...
Very nice.
You know,
very nice. No, late, no. Because we also meant mix it up. Exactly. You never know. You laugh. You laugh now.
Well, right,
but you won't be laughing when I'm dead on the floor.
Oh, okay.
You punch my head off my shoulders. So how have you been?
Good, man. I mean, you know, since I saw you, I had a big birthday.
Which one?
5-0.
Oh, wow.
No.
Wow. What's that like?
Whew. I mean, you haven't reached there yet, so...
Someday.
But you know what? There's a lot of... you know what IGAF means? IGAF?
No. What's IGAF?
I don't give a, you know.
Yes.
There's a lot of that happening.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You get... Oh, no, but that's actually a good feeling past 50. You just do not care what people think of you.
Oh, man, I love it. It works for almost everything. It's like, I don't give a... You know what I mean?
Does that affect your performing? Like, you just... Do your thing?
No, it actually makes me a lot more sort of considering my performance because, you know...
You don't have many left.
Yeah. Yeah.
This could be it.
That wasn't where I was going, but yes.
Yeah, just think about that. Just think 100%, about that.
Yeah, 100%. But no, it feels good. I feel good, thank you. How are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
I'm 58. I'm barely hanging on.
Okay.
Yeah. So I keep my coat on. No one wants to see my guns. Now, here's the last time we were here, we were talking about how that besides being, you know, an actor, you're also a DJ.
Mm.
And you DJ on Ibiza. Okay. Do you still, post 50, are you allowed to be a DJ?
Just about.
On Ibiza, or do they check your ID?
No, they check my ID now.
Yeah, exactly.
See if my Zimmer frame can fit, you know, where the in a booth. No, I'm still DJing. I'm doing Coachella again. I did Coachella.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know, man. They must be, you know, suckers for punishment. But no, I'm going to have a good time at Coachella. I love DJing. It's kind of like a sort of ground zero for me. You know what I mean? It just keeps me very grounded.
Okay. Mm. Do you have a DJ name?
It's Idris Elba.
Come on, you've got to have... DJ goatee. I don't know what I would call you.
I used to be DJ Big Driss, but...
Big Driss?
Yeah.
Big Driss?
Yeah, but it didn't work, you know.
Do you have any what would I be?
You? DJ Cole Beard. Or Cole Beer.
Cole Beer. Big Bear?
Big Bear.
Or, I like that.
I don't know.
Little Bear? Baby Bear?
DJ
Goldilocks?
CB.
CB.
DJ CB.
That's nice.
It's a working title.
Okay, now, has you know... In all seriousness, I you're one of my favorite actors, and I'm just curious whether have you gotten better as an actor? No, I'm not saying even to post 50, but as you get older, how does that change your approach to the work? Because when people are younger, they have a certain vitality and they have a hunger and they throw themselves in the work completely, sometimes to a fault. Mm. How does being a more mature man change the way you do your performances?
I think there's a lot of, like, you know, experience that goes into the... A, first of all, the roles you pick, you know what I mean? You're sort of looking at the script, thinking about what do I have to offer to the character, what do I have to offer to the director and the cast, and how many days do I have off, you know what I mean? Like,
and what's the location?
That's a big one, yeah, what's the location?
Are we shooting in Ibiza?
But I definitely feel that, you know, age gives you a lot more sort of, you know, I guess, you know, inquisitiveness to sort of get as close to the character as you can, you know what I mean? And I enjoy that process a lot more as I get older.
Well, as I was saying to you backstage, and I know this movie came out during COVID, so it's been out for a little while, but I think everybody should see 3,000 Years of Longing, which is you and Tilda Swinton, where you play a genie, a djinn, and you're at least 3,000 years old. You're an eternal being.
Yeah.
And you, I don't know another actor who could convey that level of soulful, heartbroken gravitas that you bring to that part immediately.
No,
I buy you as an otherworldly being. Who was full of grief over the loneliness of life.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I mean, it's a classic. No one's seen it.
Right. No, I really think it is. I think it is a classic. I think it's one of George Miller's greatest films.
It is, actually. It was one of the hardest films to make. We shot it in Sydney during the, you know, the epidemic. I mean, the pandemic, and it was, like, a very difficult film to make. It is a deep film, though. You know, it's about a genie who basically lives for 3,000 years and comes and meets a woman that, in a hotel room and says, you know, here's your three wishes. And she's like, nah, I'm not into that. He's like, well, let me tell you something. Anyway.
And he can't be free until she asks for three wishes. The truest, the wishes of her heart.
Of her heart, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good film. It's deep.
Now, you've said in recent years you've been, the quote I have here is, shedding skins. What do you mean by that? That sounds painful.
It's psoriasis, basically, you know.
Sure.
Just around the elbows.
Yeah, you can get some Otezla for that, I think. Yes.
I don't know. I think, you know, you grow older and there's things that you care about a lot when you're younger, and then as you get older, you just let go of those, some of those things, you know. I'm very much one of these people. I'm West African. We hold on to things for a while. You know what I mean? There's a certain sort of, like, hold on to it. And as I get older, I just, you know, not so much. Shed. Like my jacket, like my coat.
And what does that free you up to do? If you shed the skin, what does that allow you to do?
I think it's about being more accepting, absorbing more. You know, you learn more, you're exposed to more, and I guess, you know, being more open. You know what I mean? When you can shed some stuff that you've been sort of holding on for a long time in your youthful years, as you get older, you can sort of accept more, I think.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Idris Elba, everybody. Stick around.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
The Fallen Son, Idris Elba. As you said, you're West African, your mom is from Ghana, and your father, Sierra Leone?
Sierra Leone. Yeah.
And you recently went to Ghana, right here, last month. What was the occasion?
Yeah.
Well,
I was in Ghana, actually. I was making a documentary about gold, the Gold Coast. I was really fascinated how human beings are fascinated with this mineral, gold, right? And while I was there in Ashanti Kingdom, which is in Kumasi, the king, the Ashanti king, said, hey, I'm a big fan. Why don't you come to my yearly procession where I meet all of my kingdom, of which is a very big, vast kingdom. And he said, please come down and say hi. What? Yes. So I showed up in my jeans. They were like, no. You got to wear this. And that was the outfit. And it was a really fascinating day. I mean, it was beautiful. The tradition was rich. And you know, this is a kente outfit, cloth. And when you
Had you wore one before?
No.
Was it hard? Like, is there a difficult? Is it a special way to?
There's a system. So when you meet the king, you know, typically what you have to do, you have to wrap, you have to drop the shoulder down a little bit, and then shake the king's hand. It's part of the tradition.
What does it symbolize? Like openness or something like
that? I guess it's just a sort of like symbol of sort of respect. Mm. You know, this is the first time I'm wearing it, right? And you know, underneath you just got your shorts on, and my thing kept unraveling. I was like, oh man, I'm gonna meet the king, and it's gonna fall off me, and just be standing there. In my boxers, and I was like, please let this not happen to me. So I did my thing really gently. Yeah. It was actually a really beautiful time. I don't mean to make fun of it. It was very beautiful.
Well, you have the new film, you're returning as Detective John Luther in Luther the Falling Sun. For those who aren't familiar, who is John Luther, and what's it like to play a character for 13 years?
Yeah, I know. So John Luther is a character I played in 2010, he's a detective, and it's, you know, the detective genre. Mm-hmm. He's a broken man, you know, mm-hmm. tortured. It was for the BBC originally, and we did 5 seasons. It's a great show. I love that show. And then eventually, you know, we wanted to see it on a bigger scale. So we, you know, sort of put it in the ether, and here we are with a film, the first film.
Well, we have a clip. Do you know what we're going to see here?
No.
You don't? Mm. Well, this will be exciting for both of us, then. Okay.
Where is it? Where is it?
It's in the cupboard.
In the cupboard. Idiots. Have you listened to this?
No.
Have you?
No.
No? Good, because it's horrible. Do you know what it is? It's the dying breaths of a young man, named Callum Aldridge, and it's horrible, and I want to find the prick that made that recording, and you're going to help me by telling me how this transmitter got here.
Cut.
No? Okay. Right. Well, this is the part where I do something horrible to you, like perhaps, I don't know, tattoo your eyeball. How do you turn it on?
Turn it on. Go on. There you go.
Don't move. Stop moving.
Stop moving!
Thank you so much for being here.
Good to see you, bro.
Luther, the Fallen Sun premieres this Friday on Netflix. It's Idris Elba, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.